political conservative activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. So we're going to talk about something proposed in the 2023 legislative session in Concord, House Bill 44, which is an act relative to permissible residential units in a residential zone. Sponsors are Democrat McWilliams, Democrat Gilman, Republican Yokella, and Democrat Priest. This bill requires that local legislative bodies permit by right certain single-family lots in residential districts to be used for up to 4 residential units. Now, this is odd because they're talking about local legislative bodies, which is actually the people of the cities and towns. So they must be saying that it's an act that requires those people to allow. So it requires them to pass at town meeting or vote for at town meeting certain single family lots and residential districts to be used for up to 4 residential units. We've already done this in Hampton. We didn't need the help of the state. So now the state is going to, you know, reach its arm out across with this one-size-fits-all policy to force municipalities into certain zoning restrictions or prohibitions. So again, an act relative to permissible residential units in a residential zone. New paragraph, zoning, grant of power, single-family lots. In the exercise of the powers granted under this subdivision, the local legislative body, which is the people of a city, town, or county in which there are local unincorporated towns or unorganized places, shall allow, as a matter of right, any single-family lot in a residential zoning district served by municipal water and sewer to be used for 4 residential dwelling units. Now, this is all part of that bill that got passed last year. It was sort of chopped up, broken apart, and omnibused into a bill for a new legislative parking garage. One of those contingencies was that the state was going to, you know, advise cities and towns on how to update their zoning laws to allow for these things. And as you can see, we see that in this House Bill 44. So, ladies and gentlemen, just yet another example of the housing tyranny that we have happening in New Hampshire.